This summer, we're telling the story of the Common Core state standards in reading and math. 43 states plus Washington, D.C. are now using them. As teachers and students try to make sense of what's changing and what's not, the NPR Ed team wondered, what do these standards sound like in a classroom? Michigan Radio's Sarah Alvarez has one answer in our latest postcard from a Common Core classroom.
I have a confession. I've been intimidated by second grade math. Just ask my daughter, Mariana.
It's confusing because for like the addition, I use partial sums and you don't know how to use that.
I'd never even heard of partial sums. I should have just asked my daughter because being able to explain them is actually a Common Core standard.
Explain why addition and subtraction strategies work using place value and the properties of operations.
That's the exact standard. Donna Ramsey is my daughter's second grade teacher.
That's kind of a big thing in my mind in terms of what's changed about my teaching. It's not really all about learning the steps and memorizing them and being accurate anymore. It's also being able to explain your thinking. Like, how did you know?
It's the end of the school year, so Ramsey and I were curious. Could these kids do it? Could they explain partial sums? Ramsey asked four of her students to give it a try.
My name is Emmanuel, and this is Ezra, Mana, and Gray.
Gray, take me through the first problem. What am I seeing?
It's 356 plus 434. So first you take the hundreds and you plus them, and 3 plus 4 equals 7, so it would be 700.
So this is what I'm watching. He's got these two numbers stacked one on top of the other, and he's adding them from left to right. They're working on it together.
It's actually 9 because you did not put the 1, so it's actually 9.
So then you can start to kind of see the answer.
They humored me while I showed them how I was taught. You guys went from left to right, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, when I learned it, I went from right to left. Ezra, you have a crazy look on your face.
Yeah, because my dad does this all the time. He tries to teach me it.
If his dad is anything like me, we should get used to confused looks from our kids. Not because of their homework, but because of our math skills and the fact that many of us were never taught how to explain our thinking. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Alvarez in Ann Arbor.